Layer 729, War Letters. Text accompanying this correspondence reads, Letter, Franklin Roosevelt to Winston Churchill, March 18, 1942. FDR and Winston Churchill maintained an extensive correspondence during the war. In this letter, FDR acknowledges the Allies' difficult military situation, criticizes American press coverage of the war, and makes several strategic and diplomatic proposals. He closes with personal advice to his friend to find time for rejuvenation amid the stresses of wartime. Churchill's response appears at the left. Cable, Winston Churchill, to Franklin Roosevelt, April 12, 1942. Replying to FDR's March 18th letter, at right, Churchill expresses his entire agreement in principle with Roosevelt's proposals. Note that he refers to himself as former naval person. When he and FDR began corresponding in 1939, Churchill was Britain's first Lord of the Admiralty. After becoming Prime Minister, he enjoyed signing messages to Roosevelt this way. Memorandum on the Doolittle Raid, Lieutenant General Henry H. Happ Arnold, to Franklin Roosevelt, May 3, 1942. On May 3, 1942, the commander of the U.S. Army Air Forces sent President Roosevelt this detailed memo on the April 18th Doolittle Raid. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.